This is Althea. I'm in 11th grade at Bethel Park High School.
I'm Janyla, and I'm 12 years old, and I live in Pittsburgh.
This is Anna. I'm 17 years old, and I live in Murraysville.
This is Julian. I'm in 8th grade at SciTech in Oakland, and this is the Kidsburg Podcast.
Welcome to the Kidsburg Podcast. We love interviewing remarkable people, sharing their thoughts with you, and filling you in on Pittsburgh gems, cool places you might not know about, but you and your kids will love. And we also get honest intel from local teens as they answer a question that parents just might be curious about. I'm Christine Sorensen, a news anchor at KDKA-TV and a Kidsburg partner.
And I'm Kidsburg's editor, Melissa Rayworth, and I am excited to share with you today's Pittsburgh gem, SLB Radio. Now, some of you parents who are listening, or even your parents, may remember the Saturday Light Brigade radio show has been airing since 1978, and it is still going. SLB began working with young people in 2004, and they do absolutely incredible work with students. They work through school programs. They mentor students as they learn to interview adults in their community. But at their location, which is downstairs within the Children's Museum, they have this incredible youth media center. It has been open since 2022, and in this incredible, inspiring space, there are adult educators who are here to help the students, and the students are able to learn all about writing and music and creating audio. They do podcasting, they do radio segments, and there's even a team of youth reporters who work with us at Kidsburg. So these students pitch their own story ideas, or they get some advice from the grown-ups that are working with them about what they can explore out in the community. And they write these fantastic print articles, and we mentor them. We have a wonderful educator that we work with at SLB who is helping the kids with their drafts of their stories as they're working. And then the stories come to me, and I do a little bit more editing and talk to the kids about why I was making certain choices as an editor. And it's been amazing working with these kids. So if you have a child or young teenager who is interested in creating, SLB Radio is an incredible resource.
And we should point out, that's actually where we're recording this actual podcast. This is a professional studio. This isn't a simulated thing. I mean, this is the real deal. It's a real radio station that, you know, broadcasts for real, has been since 1978. The podcasting facilities are professional.
Yep.
So they're getting such an incredible experience in the most amazing facilities with the most amazing faculty here.
Yeah.
It's really just, and it is a gem.
The folks who work with the students here, they are so experienced at what they do, but they are also the friendliest, most awesome group of people. So for students who are interested in creating on Monday afternoons, there's just a drop-in group. If your child is able to make it to the North Side on Monday afternoons, they don't have to be there every single week, but they're welcome. So we have a whole bunch of information about SLB Radio on Kidsburg.org. If you go to Kidsburg.org/podcast and look at the show notes for this episode, you'll see it. But you can also find a lot of info about SLB Radio all over Kidsburg.org.
And now stay tuned for our interview with SLB Radio founder and youth voice champion, Larry Berger.
Pittsburgh is Kidsburg. You're listening to the Kidsburg Podcast.
Today, we're talking with someone who's been amplifying youth voice for decades, Larry Berger, founder of the Saturday Light Brigade. Through his organization, SLB Radio Productions, Larry and his team work with thousands of students each year, especially in under-resourced communities across Allegheny County, helping them create powerful commentaries, documentaries, podcasts, oral histories, and more. And in this conversation, we'll dive into what is youth voice, why it matters, and what we can do as adults to support kids being heard. Larry, we're so excited to get to interview you.
I'm happy to be here, and I feel right at home.
We're right in the SLB Radio Production Studios where we record our Kidsburg podcast, so this is perfect. And this is so inspiring for any kid listening. When you were just 17, you actually launched Saturday Light Brigade in 1978. What inspired you to start this nonprofit?
Well, I discovered radio, and in particular, old-time radio dramas at a very early age. I loved radio from the age of five up, and it's a long story, but one day I tuned into a radio station, and they were broadcasting these old-time dramas that these days, you know, our grandparents might have listened to. And I said, what is this? And that station was looking for volunteers. I was 13, and I said, I'd like to do that. And thankfully, I had a parent, well, both of my parents, but my mom in particular, went by bus with me to that radio station, took a look at it, said, okay, you can spend time there. And my interest was totally technical. I had no interest in speaking on the air. All I wanted to do was solder wires and work with gizmos and play with things. But over time, that was 13, after about 3 or 4 years, I got interested in developing a radio program.
Wow. And you were even a chemical engineer at one point?
By the time I graduated from high school, around 17 or 18, I had already done a lot of work at the radio station, the Saturday Light Brigade, yes, but also some other programs. So it came time to figure out what to do college-wise. And I figured, well, I kind of know a lot about journalism and writing at this point. So I probably could still do that without a degree. This is 17-year-old me thinking. But I could never do anything math or science related without an engineering degree. I said, I'll do engineering. I always tell youth as they are thinking about it, you know, it's not an irreversible decision or a one-time decision.
Both of my kids in the course of college have changed majors and are so much happier for the – but they had to start out on the first path to figure out they wanted to be on the other path. So what was the inspiration behind starting SLB as a thing?
One of the things I noticed – and kids notice things. That's one reason why amplifying voices is so important – was a public radio typically – assumed a certain kind of elite audience, a certain kind of person. It's still pretty much the case. And also, at least at that time, radio in general put out its B-listers on a Saturday. Nobody's getting up and having to go to work, and we don't need to put as many resources into things as we would Monday through Friday. So part of me as a radio nerd said, we ought to be doing something more down to earth on public radio. You can be down to earth and professional. And I know as a kid that there's a lot going on a Saturday morning. And not only amongst my peers, but there are bakers and postal workers and factory workers and all sorts of things happening on a Saturday morning. So a lot of our early notoriety was being there as a great alternative to what else there was to listen to.
And I love how you really talk about youth voice now. Explain what youth voice is and why it's important to elevate that.
There's a few reasons we look at this. Probably the simplest explanation is when we consider perception and portrayal of youth in all forms of media, including simply conversations, we typically have presented to us the two extremes, either the girl that has received full ride scholarships from 5 different colleges, or the girl that isn't going to be able to graduate because she's had great difficulties or challenges in her life. There's a whole spectrum in between, and it's really important that we provide these authentic opportunities for adults to hear these voices that are all throughout that extreme so they get a better sense of what youth are thinking about, are capable of, and can convey.
Wow, it is so true. And I think you don't think about it when you go through your day that so many of the depictions or things we think we know about young people were created by someone else, usually someone older than them. So I love that as you work with young people and really teach them to get their authentic voices out there and show them that there's so many different ways to do that, that's so powerful because they're not just stuck with posting the same kind of stuff their friends are posting on social media.
One of the biggest things we need to do is create an environment where youth, but adults too, feel comfortable in their own skin and comfortable being authentic. An environment to do that, or context in which to do it. The reason we have youth write stories for Kidsburg, for example, it gives them some agency as to what to do with great results.
Yeah. And I love how radio is your primary platform, and now that's evolved into podcasting as well. What's special about radio and audio podcasting that really is so great for young people?
So many things. For one, it relies on language. You can't create radio without using language. It encourages privacy, especially as a youth. Doesn't matter what you look like. Doesn't matter the clothes you're wearing. Issues of race melt away. So your authentic self is there. Video's great, but there are times when you end up hiding behind video images or using images that simply don't represent very well. Audio is also intimate. We can listen to it and bond with the audio in our own individual ways. It's really the only one-to-one medium where you have lots of ones listening rather than a big crowd listening.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. I love that. So here at SLB's Youth Media Center, audio is definitely one of the focuses and one of the things that young people can get so much training in and really understand how to work with it. But there's so much else going on here and so much else you teach. You have multiple studios. You've got classroom space, equipment, all these incredible mentors. So tell the folks listening about the Youth Media Center and what all is here and what's available.
A good way to think of it is, how do we make engagement attractive? Fred Rogers would talk about, how do we make kindness attractive? How do we make engagement attractive? Is it working with another student that you've never met before on a documentary? Is it participating in an open mic night that we have for teens to read poetry or share songs? Is it doing a podcast on a weekly basis with students from other neighborhoods? Or is it going out and covering a story? We are not trying to create the next Christine Sorensen, who could anyway. We do have some students who go on to mass media careers or journalism careers. That's not our goal at all. We want to have a process and context that supports engagement and growth and sharpening skills that will help you no matter what post-high school circumstance you're hoping for.
Absolutely. Yeah, those skills are just so important no matter what kind of job you do, to be able to express yourself and communicate
gather like information and know how to organize it in a way that you can make your point to someone. Yeah.
And there are things happening here that I would never have predicted. There's a lot of musical instruments here because students requested them. Our Youth Advisory Council helped us make that happen. There is a weekly D&D group that I think we just had to split it into two sections because there were too many kids. And I have to admit, in the beginning, I kind of said, But there is a storytelling aspect to that. And indeed, it's making engagement attractive because it gives people an opportunity to kind of playfully be a different character as they do it.
And you also have that wonderful oral history program where young people can interview adults. Tell us more about that.
A lot of oral history programs, the goal is to pair a grandchild with an adult. One thing we discovered years ago is it's really fun to pair a younger person with an older person they've never met. The older person will be quite willing to share aspects of his or her childhood and life, probably with his guard down a little bit too, as it gets done. They also want to talk about their life in a way that these young ears will be educated about things. You know, an older minister talking about going to a segregated school and what it was like. And on the flip side, the person asking the questions, the younger person, one of my favorite examples was a boy in the South Side who asked this older person, what was a date like when you were growing up?
Great
and
question.
He told great stories, and I never would have thought
that
to
fantastic.
Ask that.
Yeah. I love that you're making these multi-generational connections and that everyone's getting a chance to sort of make sense of their own story.
So we would love to hear, given your expertise, what is it that parents and caregivers can do? If they really want to know they're making space for the youth in their life to have their voices heard, what advice would you have? And also, not only for adults, but what advice would you have for a kid who's trying to get their own voice heard?
I think for adults, the hardest thing to do is listen, is to simply stop and listen. You might have a preconceived notion of where this story is heading, what the final destination is of what your son or daughter is going to tell you. And it's really hard to resist the temptation to jump there. But patiently listening is so important, and it's hard. Mm-hmm. Listening is much harder than talking, in
That's
my
true.
Opinion. And as for youth, clarifying your ideas is important. I think keeping a journal is a great way to do that. It kind of gives you a chance to test or filter your thoughts. I'm not saying to be overly prepared, but it's good to have a destination of where you plan on going mm-hmm. so that you'll be encouraging the adult to listen. What we see with social media and some deficits in social emotional learning right now, these kinds of activities are really important just mm-hmm. to help human beings get to where they want to be as grown-ups.
That makes so much sense. Well, it is wonderful that you guys have both drop-in hours and then, you know, programming that a student may decide, okay, I'm definitely going to do this day a week. So we will make sure we have in the show notes all the info about how people can find out more about SLB Radio.
Thanks. It's so nice to be here.
Thank you. Oh, I loved that conversation. Larry is always a pleasure to talk to, and it was just so interesting to hear him talk about his work.
And it just shows the power of a parent, you know? He expressed an interest, and it would be easy to, you know, kind of dismiss it or say it's too hard, but his mom went out of her way to get on a bus together and to come and make it happen. And I just think sometimes we're all busy as parents, and it's okay. We can't do it all. But sometimes it is inspiring to hear maybe that little extra effort I do. You never know where it could lead.
Yeah, and just the possibility, even, you know, Larry was only 13, but even if you have a young teenager who says they're interested in something, you'd be surprised how effective it can be if the child picks up the phone or you pick up the phone or email someone and say, hey, my kid is interested in this thing. Could they volunteer or could we have a cup of coffee with you? I also love that, you know, he had a point very early in his career and in his education where he thought he might want to go into engineering. But when he realized it wasn't for him, he let himself pivot in another direction. And mm-hmm. I think that's so valuable for young people and for adults to realize you can change course and that's okay. I loved when he said kids notice things.
Oh, yeah.
And they have thoughts. And and that's why we need to amplify their voices, because they have things to say that can be valuable for all of us. So, yeah, really inspiring conversation.
Yeah, we're so lucky to get to work with Larry mm-hmm. and all of his team here. And if you'd like to learn more about SLB Radio or get your kids involved, you'll find their website in our show notes. And in a moment, it's time for Tea with Teens.
You're listening to the Kidsburg Podcast. Pittsburgh is Kidsburg.
On this episode of the Kidsburg Podcast, our team of teen reporters asked other local teens this question. What could adults do if they want to be better listeners to teens? Here's what our youth reporters discovered.
Something that an adult can do to be a better listener is going back into like a teen mind so that you could give them like the best advice that you can give them.
I think adults could be a better listener if they take in consideration the fact that we all have different minds. Doesn't matter that some of us are not adults. We all have something unique to offer, so I think we should all listen to each other.
I think if adults want to be better listeners, they can actually listen fully first before forming an opinion on something or trying to be judgmental or rude about things. Try to take a breath and think about it from the kid's perspective.
So far, I feel like all the adults in my life are great listeners, but I think maybe something they could do was maybe just sit down with me once in a while, ask how my day is going, or ask if they can do anything to help. Hi, my name is Uma, and I go to Shadyside Academy, and I'm 16 years old.
I'm Dara, I'm 18, and I go to Northgate High School.
My name is Olive, and I'm 15 years old. I live in Allison Park.
My name is Adrian. I'm a 12th grade student at City Charter High School.
This has been a really fun episode, and we have got plenty more inspiration and ideas coming in the next Kidsburg podcast episode. And you can check out previous episodes where we talk with everyone from professional football players, entrepreneurs, robotic scientists, and more.
Just go to kidsburg.org/podcast to find them all. And be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for all the intel on resources and events that can help you raise the kids you love in the Pittsburgh region and beyond. Thanks for joining us for the Kidsburg Podcast.
This is Louise. I'm in ninth grade at City High Charter School in Pittsburgh, and this is the Kidsburg Podcast.
On the next Kidsburg Podcast, we talk with Bill Battistone about the powerful World of Work program that many local schools are using.
Until then, we hope you'll visit kidsburg.org to find resources, get insight from local experts, and discover the cool events happening in the Pittsburgh region.